You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
It's Earth Day today. I really believe, you know, as scientists study, there have been many, many top scientists that have said, I just don't know how you can see intelligence in the creation. It's not just a force of nature, in other words. And it's really true because Paul wrote a letter to the churches. Of course, he wrote a couple of them. He wrote one to the church in Rome. And right away in that letter, he said, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. And I pray that you see that today.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
So she was on American Idol, and I think everybody knows that about her. You know, when somebody leaves this world, what they leave behind is a legacy. And Mandisa's, of course, is certainly her music. That's what she's known for. But really, so much more than that. Like Toby Mac confessed, you know, when I was doing a song and I was really nervous about it. And the only personal note I got was from Mandisa. She said, I loved it. It's really good. And it gave me the confidence. You wouldn't think Toby Mac would need to have confidence, right, built up. But I think a big part of her, I know it's a big part of her legacy, but maybe the biggest part of Mandisa Lynn Hundley's legacy goes back to when she was on American Idol. It was the early days, and I think it was like maybe season 5 or something, and it was early days, and by that I mean that Simon Cowell was kind of in his glory about being, and not that he wasn't right about things, it was just the way he put things. And she came out and sang, if I remember correctly, it was a cappella. And he said something as she was leaving the stage. He said a very critical remark, and it had to do with her weight, right? Something she has struggled with a lot. And even then, so when she came back out, here is what she said. She said, well, this chair seems to be okay. You don't need a bigger chair like that. And they kind of were like, so then she said something really profound, and I wanted you to get a hold of it.
Well, you didn't need a bigger stage, but you could have got a bigger chair. Simon, a lot of people want me to say a lot of things to you, but this is what I want to say to you, is that, yes, you hurt me, and I cried. And it was painful. It really was. But I want you to know that I've forgiven you. And that you don't need someone to apologize in order to forgive somebody. And I figured that if Jesus could die so that all of my wrongs could be forgiven, I can certainly extend that same grace to you. So I just wanted you to
know. Amen.
Mandisa, isn't that cool? I'm humbled. Amen. Come here. Give me a kiss.
Yeah. I think that changed a lot of people's lives, not just his. I'm pretty sure it changed his.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
The trip was actually my wife's trip to be a part of her dear friend who she used to work with. She had a wedding wedding vow renewals, right? And 30-year wedding anniversary. So that was really cool. I've never been to one of those, and it was really neat. And I dare say I've never been to a wedding that was basically consumed with Dominican music. That's kind of the way it was. So it was fascinating, to say the least. And they're just the best bunch of people ever. And they may be listening to me right now in around the Middletown area. I know that because one of the women there, she came and got me. She said, come on, son, let's get out on the dance floor and all that kind of stuff. She's pretty amazing. Turned out to be a cousin of my wife's friend. And we were talking a little bit later. And she was asking me what I do, and I said, well, I was on the radio. And I said, in fact, I do a radio program in the morning, like from 5 to 10 in the morning. And I said, I go by Cup of Joe, like that. And she goes, what? She said, I've heard of Cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
Now, I got to set this up because, first of all, you know that God works in ways that are personal to you and maybe nobody else on the planet. That is an absolute fact. And maybe this is one of those cases. This is just incredible. I saw this and I just couldn't believe it. Now, back in the 1980s, way back, I had a friend, a family friend. They were missionaries in France. We've since lost touch, but I was told a lot about France. They said it's one of the toughest places on earth to be a missionary for Jesus. And you would almost be like, you got to be kidding. France? A dear friend of mine said, that's the only place in the world that's never had a revival. And I'm like, what? And I've been studying that. And they said, yeah, he said, many places, people would profess a, you know, faith in Christ at a meeting. And then you'd get a Bible and they would end up a month or two later, they would bring it back and they would say, I can't do it. That's the kind of society it is. Maybe much like it was in Colossae back in Paul's day. You know, the Epicureans and the Stoics and the mysteries and the philosophies are just, the more you have, the higher ranking you are, whatever. But anyway, never have a revival is not true anymore. I read this headline. It happened over Easter. 12,000 souls baptized in France, reporting, quote, a personal encounter with Christ. 12,000 people baptized in France on Easter Sunday. It's a record number for the country where about 50% of the people say they don't even believe in God. The French Bishops' Conference reports that despite the acceleration of de-Christianization, there has been a rise in request for baptisms. That's in the Catholic Church within the last 10 years. During Easter service, over 7,000 adults, more than 5,000 teenagers, 11 to 17, baptized. That is absolutely incredible. More than 31% more people baptized this year than last year. That is absolutely, it just makes you absolutely speechless. And now, personally, I can say, there is not a place that God cannot work.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
Gabriel, yes. Gabriel believes he was born for distributing Bibles around the island nation of Cuba, where the sun is very hot, like I said. He said, people are excited to get Bibles. At this point, the only thing I need is more Bibles. If you ask me how many Bibles I need, I say 1 million. Not even 1 million Bibles is enough. Wow.
The Sound of Life.
Thanks for allowing me to take a vacation to a place where when you walk out, you know, I mean, if you're from the Northeast, I've been here long enough that I'm kind of from here now. I mean, my body's transitioned over. I decided that this past week because when you walk out, that sun, you feel that sun going, ooh, man, I got to find some shade quick. I am going to die. You know, and if you ever have that experience, you do that, then you know what I'm talking about. But there's more that, and I met some really great people. You know me, I sit down and talk to people, find out where they're from, find out if they've ever been in cold air, or would they like to be in cold air? I'm not thinking they would. I don't know. From they're doing fine. They're doing just fine. Really cool. One thing that's really cool that you can do today, because you're in a world where the enemy is constantly speaking lies, right? Our heads, man, whew, boy, they are really getting bombarded, and you can choose to speak life into those people, over those people, remind them of who they are, pray over them. You know, it's amazing how many times you hear somebody start complaining about it. You ever prayed for that person? You ever prayed for that sin? Maybe you have. You know, it's pretty good. Pray over them, empower them, give them grace when they need it. Be a voice God uses in their life in a world where the enemy is constantly speaking lies.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.